Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, and I'm speaking with John Brady Keesling, who worked for 20 years in the Foreign Service of the United States Department of State. He resigned publicly in protest of the damage done to U.S. interests and alliances by the Bush administration's foreign policy, particularly the war in Iraq. He was serving in Greece at the time and is now living in Greece, and his latest book is Diplomacy's Lessons, Realism for an Unloved Superpower. It's evening or night in Athens. How far are you away from the tear gas?
We're at a safe distance at the moment. The tear gas seems to have blown the other direction, fortunately. We're about a 5-10 minute walk away. Did have to spend some time this evening rescuing our little dumpster, which they were going to use for a barricade and maybe set fire to. But we've got that back.
The people on the street are protesting the austerity measures that the socialist government are trying to push through to satisfy the European Union's demands on the Greek debt and the necessity to reduce spending. But at the same time, the conservative Greek government that got the country into this mess, they're not cooperating in any way, and the socialist government are losing their slim majority in order to pass these measures, as unpopular as they are. Is that a summary?
It's a good summary. The conservatives desperately want PASOK, the Socialist Party, to pass the measures, get them done, and be crucified by the voters afterwards. And their big fear is that the government will collapse and there will be early elections, which they would win with a tiny majority, but not enough to govern, but enough to give them the responsibility for the mess that follows. So it's an interesting dance.
The people on the street, some of them must be sophisticated to see this, or are they just so angry about their lives being downsized?
Basically, they are angry enough not to care about the consequences. And this is dangerous because historically, what happens when you overthrow a well-meaning but not very effective government, the people who take over are complete sharks and parasites. And we've got enough of those circling now to make me nervous.
So you think there could be a kind of a right-wing fascist group waiting in the wings?
The European Union, I think, is having to look very seriously at the idea of essentially taking over the country and running it for a while, because the only alternative to that is a brief left-wing resurgence followed by a far right-wing nationalist backlash that will be extremely ugly.
And John Brady Keesling,
I think it's a real danger.
Again, I'm speaking with John Brady Keesling, who worked for 20 years in the Foreign Service of the United States Department of State. He was in the U.S. Embassy in Athens at the time. He resigned publicly in protest over the war in Iraq, and he's the author of Diplomacy's Lessons, Realism for an Unloved Superpower. The long and the short of what's happening in Greece seems to be, at least in terms of this crisis, you may not know, Brady, that it's affecting the U.S. stock exchange today. It's taking a major dip. And a lot of the insecurity is because of a leak of a U.S. EU commissioner's memo saying that they've got a profound sense of foreboding about Greece. And, of course, the bond market is smelling blood. And Standard & Poor's has cut the Greek sovereign debt to CCC rating, which is the lowest of any rating in the world. So what's the local reaction to these realities?
People are scared. People are angry. People want to lash out at someone. People have essentially gone back to tribal attitudes, a theory that if we all hang together and fight for whatever it is that we won over the past 30 years, we will be able to hold it. And unfortunately, I think the balance of power, perhaps the economic reality, is totally against Greece at the moment. Greece is intrinsically a poor country, and it's going to be, for the next few years, a poor country. The question is, how do you do the reforms? The current government has not been able to articulate a vision that people accept. The opposition has been worse than useless, and we now have a major vacuum in political leadership, which the people on the street are trying to fill, but they've got no ideas.
Well, my understanding is that the situation is that the creditors of Greece are expecting the government, through austerity measures, to start paying down their debt. And the real question is whether anybody believes that Greece is capable of paying back its debt. And apparently the financial markets are losing faith in that possibility. Now, how can Greece pay down its debt if you're squeezing more blood out of the stone in terms of people's income? And my understanding is one of the reasons why you have this problem in the first place is that most Greeks don't pay taxes. So how do you get revenues?
It's very difficult to get revenues. The state is profoundly dysfunctional. For decades, Hyra has a basically political decision. The two major parties have used it to build their electoral clientele, and the civil service is very large. They can't pay people quite enough, to be honest. The civic morality at this point is very low. So you have essentially socialism without a spirit of sort of social solidarity to make it work. And it has been a disaster. It's not sustainable, but fixing it requires people with vision and also some patience from the creditors. But at this point, as you say, people smell blood in the water. They think there's going to be a default. People are pushing as hard as they can to make sure they get their money out and someone else is holding the bag.
So it's quite possible, Brady Keesling, that before the full meeting of the 27 EU prime ministers and presidents that takes place on June the 23rd and 24th, that this crisis could overcome the EU's ability to deal with it.
I think that's realistic. Prime Minister George Papandreou has already called his old college roommate from the United States, Tony Samaras, the head of the conservative opposition New Democracy Party, and offered a government of cooperation of both parties with someone else as prime minister. This is a sign of desperation. Of course, Samaras is looking at this offer saying, no, we don't really want to be tainted by the collapse of the Greek state. We'd like to stay out of it unless you make it a really good deal for us. But that attitude is not enough to pull Greece out of the crisis.
Well, you know, that sounds a little bit like what's happening here in the United States, where you have a financial crisis caused during the Bush administration, the previous administration, caused by deregulation and free market fundamentalism and criminality. And the Obama administration, the Democrats, are stuck with this mess, and the Republicans have not helped them from day one. And the Republicans are counting on the economy getting so bad that they'll get reelected, or that they'll take over the Senate and the White House and have the trifecta in 2012. Isn't that what the Greek conservatives are doing? They caused the mess, and they're sitting on their hands, and they're letting the other side go down with a sinking ship.
But in Greece, the conservatives are even more unpopular than George W. Bush became. At the moment, less than half of the public says it's willing to vote for one of the two major parties, the Socialist PASOK or Conservative New Democracy. They don't say who they are voting for, but there's a far-right party that's sounding responsible. You've got a couple of left parties which are, which think, oh my God, the revolution is coming, let's pull up our socks and get to work. And it's frightening because the people on the street do not support the politicians generally. They are looking for another solution, and historically, the solution they find, or the solution that is handed to them, is not the one they want, like the Islamic Revolution in Iran, or the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, where a small group of fanatics takes over, mostly greedy fanatics. I think that's going to happen here. I'm very, very upset with how things are playing out.
Well, Brady Keesling, I thank you for joining us here and filling us in. You know, we hear warnings here that the United States is heading for Greece, but people don't recognize, I think, how Greece got into this situation.
Basically, there's no such thing as easy money, and a government that is not willing to be honest to the voters and make sensible sacrifices early is a government that's going to lead to to destruction. And that's what we've got here. We've seen it in the U.S., in California, with the financial crisis. And I hope we can take the lesson from Greece, but I think Greece is in for 10 years of very tough sledding.
And it's worth noting that Goldman Sachs helped hide Greece's sovereign debt through financial manipulation, which is, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. So
that's right.
There's a lot of blame to go around.
Of course, and a lot of people made a lot of money in the process of walking Greece over the cliff. And those people are not going to give that money back.
Well, I thank you for joining us from Athens, Greece, this evening, John Brady Keesling.
Well, my pleasure. Good luck back home.
Well, I think you need it more than I do. I thank you again. John Brady Keesling worked for 20 years in the Foreign Service of the United States State Department in Athens, Greece, in the embassy, the U.S. embassy there. He resigned publicly to protest the Iraq War, and his most recent book is Diplomacy's Lessons, Realism for an Unloved Superpower. And we're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking with a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood who had their funds stripped today by the legislature in North Carolina.